Yeah.
Wait, let me read it.
Yeah, this is another one back there.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I were to be blind tomorrow, if I were to be blind after today, I would want to go off by myself in the mountain, climb to the highest cliff, and look out across the valley at the towns, farms, and farmhouses. I would want to picture each native tree in my mind, the rough bark and the shapely green leaves. I would want to see the squirrels running and leaping from one walnut tree to another, and the birds flying. I would like to see the deer run and jump swiftly and gracefully, and leap across the fences and lie in a tree that leans across the water and watch bass laying under the rocks and dart out after a fly. I would go through the house from one room to the other, picturing each piece of furniture, every corner and everything in my mind. I would like to see all my sisters, brother, and parents together as we were and picture each as they look for future reference. I would want to see all my friends and relatives so I would know what the person looked like when I would talk to them after being blind. I would want to go fishing and hunting and do the things I know I couldn't do after being blind.
You couldn't do it. This is another English assignment.
A deer. Last fall, during deer hunting season, I took my rifle and went out on a deer crossing. I sat down about 15 minutes, then heard something come quietly out through the woods. I stopped behind a clump of bushes. I cocked my rifle and waited. I could see the dim outline of a deer's head and shoulders. I put my rifle to my shoulder as the deer stepped out. I was ready to let him have it. A doe stepped out and walked slowly out through the woods. By this time, I had broken out in a cold sweat and trembling like a leaf in the wind. Boy, was I relieved when I saw it was a doe.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is 1944. Our one brother, the older brother, Hubert, left to be inducted in the Army on the 14th of July, 44.
Uh-huh.
And then the next month, on the 23rd, Billy left for the Army.
23rd of August.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was Hubert drafted?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was 2 years older than Billy.
What kind of a calendar is this?
This is a Farmer's Bank. Bank of
Edinburgh. Is that the bank that's up on the corner?
No.
Is? No.
That's 5 miles down the
road. Oh, okay.
North. And then this is the newspaper we received the day on March the 16th, the day Mom has written here that it was, this paper was printed the day Billy gave his life for the country. Sure. And she just kept these. And on the Pearl Harbor Day, our church burned, our little country church.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. Yeah. Which paper is this?
This is Northern Virginia Daily, our local paper.
Okay, and where?
And it's March the 16th. It's dated. It's the 16th. That's the day he was killed.
Uh-huh.
And she just kept it.
And the headline says, "Mile of Superhighway Held by Yanks."
Mm-hmm.
"Reds slash East Prussian Pocket into two segments. 5 American armies strike along blazing Western Front. Assault beyond Rhine captures 4 German towns, stabbed into 5 others." Can I read this?
Sure. No.
Paris, Friday, March 16th, AP. "The U.S. First Army deepened its Rhine bridgehead to 6 miles yesterday, seizing command of more than a mile of the great 6-lane highway to the Ruhr, and the Germans said 5 American armies were striking along 235 miles of the Western Front, the blazing Western Front. The drive beyond the Rhine gained more than a mile during the day, swept up 4 more German towns, and stabbed into 5 others. The Germans said the new U.S. 15th Army had sprung into action on the bridgehead where 100,000 American soldiers now were missed. Okay. Oh, wait, here we are. The U.S. Third Army, that's what Billy was with, smashed 6 miles south from its newly won Moselle River bridgehead near Koblenz in an offensive that was cutting in 80 miles or so behind the Siegfried Line, facing the 7th Army Front. Already the push had sealed off the Rhine transit city of Koblenz, was nearing the Rhine south of the city, was pinching off the enemy's Little War, the Saar Basin, and was challenging the Nazis' last 150-mile grip on the Rhine's west bank. The Third Army was by far the deepest into Germany of any Allied army in the West.